राधारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी। यशोदनन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन यशोदनन्द यशोदनन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरि हरि श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हरे कृष्णा। सो वी वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज फॉर द मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर कैंटो नंबर 5 चैप्टर नंबर 6। The chapter is entitled as The Activities of Lord Rishabhadev. So, text number 9 and 10 we are going to discuss today. So, this verse is in prose. So, we'll just try to read the word-to-word translation. Yasya, of whom Lord Rishabhadev, Khilanucharitam, pastimes as a Paramhamsa, above all the regulative Varanashram principles, Upakarnaya, hearing Konka Venka Kutakanam, of Konka, Venka and Kutaka, Raja, the king, Arhatanama, whose name was Arhata, now known as the Jain, Upashikshya, imitating the activities of Lord Rishabhadev in his Paramhamsa feature, Kalo, in this age of Kali, Adharme Utkrishyamane, because of increasing irreligious life, Bhavitavyena, by that which was about to happen, Vimohita, bewildered, Swadharma Patham, the path of religion, Akutaha Bhayam, which is free from all kinds of fearful danger, Apahaya, giving up such practices as cleanliness, truthfulness, control of the senses and mind, simplicity, the principle of religion and practical application of knowledge, Kupatha Pakhandam, the wrong path of atheism, Asammanjasam, improper or against the Vedic literatures, Nijamanishtaya, by his own fertile brain, Manda, most foolish, Sampravartayashyate, will introduce. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. Shukadev Goswami continued speaking to Maharaj Parikshit, my dear king, the king of Konka, Venka and Kutaka, whose name was Arhat, heard of the activities of Rishabhadev and imitating Rishabhadev's principles, introduced a new system of religion, taking advantage of Kali Yuga, the age of sinful activities. King Arhat, being bewildered, gave up the Vedic principles, which are free from risk, and concocted a new system of religion opposed to the Vedas. And that was the beginning of the Jain Dharma. Many other so-called religions followed this atheistic system. Purport. When Lord Shri Krishna was present on this planet, a person named Paundrika imitated the four-handed Narayan and declared himself the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He desired to compete with Krishna. Similarly, during the time of Lord Rishabhdev, the king of Konka and Venka acted like a Paramhamsa and imitated Lord Rishabhdev. He introduced a system of religion and took advantage of the fallen condition of the people in the age of Kali. It is said in the Vedic literature that people in this age will be more inclined to accept anyone as a supreme lord and accept any religious system opposed to the Vedic principles. The people in this age are described as manda sumanda matayo. Generally, they have no spiritual culture and therefore they are very fallen. Due to this, they will accept any religious system. Due to their misfortune, they forget the Vedic principles. Following non-Vedic principles in this age, they think themselves the Supreme Personality, the Supreme Lord, and thus spread the cult of atheism all over the world. Text 10, we'll just read the translation and purport. Translation, people who are the lowest among the men and bewildered by the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord will give up the original Varnashram Dharma and its rules and regulations. They will abandon bathing three times daily and worship the Lord, abandoning cleanliness and neglecting the Supreme Lord. They will accept nonsensical principles. Not regularly bathing or washing their mouths regularly, they will always remain unclean, and they will pluck out their hair. Following a concocted religion, they will flourish. During this age of Kali, people are more inclined to irreligious systems. Consequently, these people will naturally deride Vedic authorities. The follower of Vedic authorities, the Brahmanas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the devotees. Purport. Presently, the hippies in the Western countries fit this description. They are irresponsible and unregulated. They do not bathe and they deride standard Vedic knowledge. They concoct new lifestyles and religion. There are many hippie groups at the present moment, but they all originated from Kir Arhat, who imitated the activities of Lord Rishabhdev, who was situated on the Paramhamsa stage. King Arhat did not care for the fact that although Rishabhdev acted like a madman, his stool and urine were nonetheless aromatic, and so much so that they nicely scented the countryside for miles around. The followers of King Arhat went under the name Jains, and they were later followed by many others, particularly by the hippies, who are more or less offshoots of Mayavad philosophy, because they think themselves the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such people do not respect the real followers of Vedic principles, the ideal Brahmanas, nor do they have respect for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Brahman. Due to the influence of this age of Kali, they are apt to concoct false religious principles. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnamamsha श्री रूपम साग्र जातम सहगण रघुनाथामृतम तम सजीवम साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजन सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पादाम सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखांशमिष्ट। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन कौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधु वैवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So I'd like to welcome all the devotees for the morning Srimad Bhagavatam class, especially seeking blessings from His Grace Anandanandan Prabhu. Very grateful for your presence and your blessings. So today morning we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter number 6, Text 9 and 10. The chapter is entitled as The Activities of Lord Rishabhdev. So, in the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we discussed the whole dynasty of Maharaj Uttanapad. And Uttanapad had two wives, Suruchi and Suniti. And then the whole episode of Dhruva Maharaj began. And then the whole discussion began. So that was the whole dynasty of Uttanapad. And of course, there were a lot of offshoots here and there. And then, the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam begins with the dynasty of brother of Uttanapada, that is Priyavrata Maharaj. So then the dynasty of Priyavrata Maharaj is described. And then his son, Agnidra. And then his son, Nabhi Maharaj. And then finally, in the last few chapters, we saw how Nabhi Maharaj were praying that we should have the son as good as the Supreme Lord. And the Lord appears and tell them that nobody is equal to me. You want son like me, but nobody is equal, so I will only appear. And the Lord appears as Maharaj Rishabhdev. And that's how in the last chapter, chapter number 4, it is entitled as The Appearance of Rishabhdev, The Characteristics of Rishabhdev. And then the next chapter is entitled as The Teachings of Rishabhdev. And this chapter, that is chapter number 6, is entitled as The Activities of Lord Rishabhdev. So, herein we see Maharaj Rishabhdev, who is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Sakshat, the Supreme Lord. But herein, he is also teaching us by his own examples, following the duty like an ordinary person. In the last chapter, we see that he is teaching his children that what is the actually duty of a person. And then we see after he has completely completed his duties, he has completely finished his responsibilities. Now he is entering the forest and is completely detached, and he is living a life of a topmost Paramhamsa. Not just Paramhamsa, but a topmost Avdhuta. Externally, a person may feel that he is a madman, you know, dressed naked, going here around, and completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And in the beginning of this chapter, Shukadeva Goswami is answering the query of Parikshit Maharaj. Yeherein, Shukadeva Goswami replied, "My dear king, you have spoken correctly." You know, he is asking a question, you know, why a person who is so extraordinary, why he is behaving like this? Why he has neglected the world like this? And then Shukadeva Goswami he is replying the question and he is giving the answer. He is saying, just like the hunter, after capturing the animal, he is extra careful. You know, just like you capture a wild animal, you cannot be lenient. A moment of inattention, the wild animal will pounce upon you. Similarly, Shukadeva Goswami herein is speaking that yogis like Rushabhadev, they are so much absorbed in their bhajan, they are so much absorbed in controlling their mind and the senses that they don't give their mind to cheat them. And that is what has been explained here. And then in the later on verses, it has been described that how Rishabhdev completely controlled his mind and senses. And then being the emperor, being the king, he left everything and he became like an avdhuta. And he was wandering in the forest. And then in text 8, or in the last verse, it is described that while he was wandering in the wild forest, suddenly there was a forest fire. And due to the friction of this bamboo tree, there was a forest fire. And the whole forest was lit up with this fire. And suddenly the body of Rishabhdev was burnt into ashes. Right? In this way, Rishabhdev's body was burnt into ashes. And then this verse comes. That is the verse we recited. So externally we may see that why Maharaj Rishabhdev has to do all this. But that was his desire. That was his plan. He is not an ordinary person who is conditioned by the modes of nature. But he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the one who is willing. He has desired to do all these activities. That is what has been described here. Right? So, in this verse, we'll read the translation again. In this verse, Shukadeva Goswami is speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. He is saying that, my dear king, the king of Konka, Venka and Kutaka, whose name was Arhat, heard of the activities of Rishabhdev, and imitating the Rishabhdev's principles, he introduced a new system of religion. And the verse says that, what is that religion? The religion of Jain Dharma, right? With all due respect to the audience here, if anybody is from a Jain background, but the Bhagavatam clearly says that this Jain Dharma is not according to the Vedic principles. It was a new system introduced by a person whose name was Arhat. So he, after hearing the activities of Kapila Dev, you know, he thought that, okay, let me also imitate the great personality. And he started a concocted religion, and that was later on, or as famously called as the Jain Dharma. So that has been described here. And Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, he is remembering Paundrika. In the 10th cant of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described that when Krishna was there as Dwarkadish, he had the Shankh Chakra Gada Padma and he was ruling, and so many people were bowing down as Dwarkadish, and there was a person called Paundrika who used to challenge Krishna that, you are not Krishna, I am Krishna. And he used to have, you know, imitation hangings of Shankh Chakra and coming in front of Krishna that, I am that Vasudev, I am that Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada said that, just imagine, in the time when Krishna was personally present, there is a person who is claiming that he is Krishna. And he is not just claiming, he is advertising that, don't go there. He is imitating Krishna. I am the real Krishna. So what to speak of Kali Yuga? So many people are claiming Krishna. So many people are claiming themselves God. So here we see there is a rise of irreligion, a rise of pretentious religion, right? So I was wondering, you know, why people want to imitate. People want to imitate because everybody wants to be famous. Everybody wants to be worshipped. Everybody wants to be having followers, right? Today is the age of social media, where everybody wants to have social media followers on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. People feel there's a great amount of pride that I have millions of followers. I have 1 million followers on my Instagram. I have 5 million followers on my Facebook. Right? Because everybody wants to be famous. People want to show that how great I am, how people respect me, how people, you know, follow me. Right? So similarly, herein we see that people want to imitate great people like Rishabhadev. And imitating is so easy. Following is so difficult. Right? People want to imitate. Right? So I am certainly against the philosophy of Jain. Right? Here in Srila Prabhupada has clearly said that, you know, the principle of Jainism, you know, they don't follow cleanliness. They don't follow the Vedic rituals and rules and regulation, the Varnashram Dharma. So certainly they are, you know, not following the Vedic Dharmas. But in principle, they follow great amount of austerities. Somehow I have come in contact with many of them. And some of, I think, people who are in the renounce order, they actually are very, very, you know, austere. They pluck their hair out, you know, in the name of Ahimsa, they don't take bath, they don't wash their mouth. They don't take motorized vehicles. I think if you go in the morning, you'll see many of the sadhus, they'll walk barefoot. They'll not use any motorized vehicles. So in principles, they may not follow the Vedic principles, but somehow they follow great amount of austerities, which may not be right, but somehow even to follow that in this age of Kali is not easy. Many times even summer, people are addicted to take hot water bath. And, you know, what to speak of following such rigid and, in one sense, very, very difficult and, in one sense, impossible task to follow. So, we with due respect to them, but from the philosophical angle, they have difficulties. So, dharma is a very important aspect. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, right at the beginning, it is said, dharma prochita kaitava atra paramo nirmatsaranam satam. Right at the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, what has happened? The great pure personality of great personalities, they have kicked off the cheating religion. The first verse is saying Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and the second verse is speaking what? Dharma prochita kaitava atra paramo nirmatsaranam. Right? So that is the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that it kicks off all the cheating religion. It is directly telling us that what is Bhagavatam and who can understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Who can understand Srimad Bhagavatam? One who is nirmatsarana, non-envious. Even Krishna in the Gita, in the 9th chapter, which is entitled as the most confidential knowledge, he is saying, idam tute guhyatamam pravakshami anusuyave jnana vijnana sahitam yajnyatma moksha se subhat. He is saying that who is entitled for moksha? Who is entitled to understand the most confidential knowledge, who Arjuna? Idam tute guhyatamam pravakshami anusuyave. Anusuyave, one who is non-envious. Right? That is the most important qualification. Today in this world, everybody is envious. You know, everybody wants to be better. Everyone wants to show that I am so great. I am so special. I have a 4 BHK flat. I have a 5 BHK flat. I have 10,000 square feet flat. Recently, I was in South Bombay, one of the wealthiest apartment. You know, then I was at somebody's place. And the houses were, you know, high on the 40th floor, 50th floor. And the person who made that building, the person had five, six, the top five floors were his. And somebody was telling that each flat costed 100 crores. So 5 flats cost 500 crores. So just imagine people want to show that, you know, I am staying in a such and such locality. And people, when they see somebody is so wealthy, they say, oh, I wish I had this flat. I wish I could stay there. And people who are staying nearby, they said that let me work hard so that one day I can stay here. In Mumbai, many of the film stars, many of the celebrities, they stay. In Bandra, there's one famous celebrity, he stays. Every day, hundreds and thousands of people, they go near his house and they take a selfie and they yearn that if only we had a house like him. Right? So that is what people are yearning. Right? So that's why people are envious. And the so-called social media, so-called competitive world is teaching us to be more competitive, to compare, to have cutthroat competition, to have comparison that I am greater. No, he is greater. Right? That is what is happening in this material world. In so-called rat race, everybody wants to go ahead, but they don't know that this envy is taking them down. It's not advancing them, it is actually getting them down. Right? So that has been explained here. So Nirmatsaranam is the most important principles. One of our senior congregation devotees, many years ago, I was discussing with him and he was telling me that what was the one thing when you came to Krishna consciousness? You know, anytime when somebody asks you, what is the goal of life? You know, we say, I want to be engineer, I want to be a doctor, I want to be this, I want to be that. But when you come to Krishna consciousness, what is the goal? Right? So then he was talking about something. And then we say, you know, I want to become happy. Huh? Somebody comes to Krishna consciousness and we ask them, what did you hear when you come to Krishna consciousness? He said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And he said, okay, what else? He said, chant Hare Krishna and finish your business here. He said, very good, what else? He said, chant Hare Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. He said, yes, that is the principle. But many times we forget that our goal of life is to give up this material world and to go back home, back to Godhead. Right? So that is what we have discussed. But then when a person who is attached to this material world, he is envious of this world. And when a person is envious of this world, he doesn't want to give up this world. Just imagine a person who is so wealthy, who has 500 crore worth house, and he is attached to this house. Why would he give up? He just clings on to this material world. Right? So that's why when a person is non-envious, he is not attached to this world. Even if the house is made with gold, but he knows that I have to leave this soon. And I have to prepare for my future journey. Right? As Anandanand Prabhu, always in his lecture, he is talking about preparation of death. He is always asking about how to give up the material attachment. And so many hours and hours of lectures of Maharaj, he has asked the question now that how to give up that attachment and how to be detached from this material world. So Dandavats to Prabhuji for that great dedication. So today let's talk about the cheating religion. The one aspect of the verse Dharma Prajita Kaitava Atra Paramo is that first aspect is to be non-enviousness, and another aspect is the cheating religion. And today in the age of Kali Yuga, we have so many big people who are claiming to be great gurus, claiming to be great religious leaders, but in actuality they are cheating. Right? Many years ago in North India, in Delhi, there was a famous Baba. Many people used to come and talk to him about his problems. And people used to say, Baba, I have so much problem. I have back pain. I have this pain. I have this problem. And Baba used to tell, okay, you should eat samosa chutney. and it will be cured. He used to give strange, solutions. He used to give strange solutions, and people used to think, wow, what a solution. And then somehow people need cheap publicity, people need cheap solutions. They used to go to him. And later on, it was found out that, he had a lot of, scandals and so many other things. And now I think he's in jail. Another famous Baba, I think he stays in Mumbai. I don't know whether he's still alive. But he claims to himself as he is Krishna. And every year, his audacity is, every year he takes out a Rath Yatra, wherein he claims as he is Jagannath, his wife as Subhadra, and his brother as Baldev. And there is a Rath Yatra. And then people come and they pull his Rath. And people are so foolish that they offer Tulsi at his feet. And this person, he was a MBBS student. And some of our doctors, when they were studying, they were telling that he was so much addicted to liquor that, he used to drink so much liquor that he used to fall down at any place. And suddenly he started claiming himself as Krishna. And then there is a famous saintly person who claims himself as God. And this person, he claims himself, and once in a year or once in some time, he assumes the form of Tirupati Balaji. Can you imagine? Everything, the whole set of Tirupati Balaji is ready with the garland and everything. He puts on his hand Shankha Chakra and is there on that set. And people say, oh, Balaji has come, Balaji has come. And later on, it was found out that he had such, gruesome scandals that he was kicked out from India, and now he has his own island somewhere else in India. And people pay to get visa and to come to that island. And many of them are staying there. So that is what is happening. There's one famous Baba. He cures people by kissing. So he's called as Chumman Baba. So hundreds of people come and they feel that their problems will be solved. Later on, he is also arrested. And of course, one famous lady, she gives her blessings by hugging everybody. Right? So many times, people in this world, they want cheap solutions. They want money and they go to this person and people say, oh, if you go to this person, what will happen? You'll get money, you'll get fame, you will become rich. So people go to that person. People have health issues, this Baba will come. He will touch the limb of that body and suddenly things will happen. There's a famous person who can produce gold from the ashes, as they say. So people used to go from him. So Srila Prabhupada used to say, people like cheap magic, cheap miracle. And then Prabhupada used to say, if you want miracle, go to a magician. Why you want God? If you want a doctor, go to a doctor. Why you want God? But that is what has been explained here. Because everybody in this world, they don't want to follow strict principles. They don't want to follow what God is telling. They don't want to listen to what Krishna is telling us in the Gita and the Bhagavatam. But they are more interested in imitating, and they are more interested in concocted philosophy. Right? And that's why we see here in this world, people are so much addicted to all these things. And if you see, all these people, they go to these people and they hear all their nonsense philosophy. Comparatively, they are more convinced than us. When you preach many of them, you tell them that, this is not proper, they will argue more than many of us. Why? Because they are completely rigid in their behavior. They are completely rigid in their principles. And that has been explained here. Right? So because of that rigidity, they cannot come to Krishna consciousness. Right? Many times we have seen this. People have so much past baggage of what they have heard, what they have listened to their gurus or their family members. Right? They will not understand the importance of philosophy. Right? Many times Prabhupada tells in this purport, he said, to make a guru is a fashion. So one time one devotee went to one person's house and he said that, you know, our guru is the founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada. So this young boy, he said, we also have guru. So this person said, oh, you have guru? Yes. What is his name? He said, I don't know his name. My mother knows. He tells his mother that, mother, what is the name of our guru? So the mother said, actually, even I don't know. When I was small, he used to come at his race. My grandmother knows. So you understand, people just know, you know, there is a guru, and then, you know, they don't know what the guru is telling, what is the philosophy and everything. So in this way, people's philosophy are very rigid. Just a funny incident, a funny joke. One time there was a gentleman who was traveling in a taxi. So he was driving, the taxi person was driving, and then this person was sitting, and he was in a hurry to go to some place. So as you know, in Mumbai, the roads are very narrow, lot of traffic, and because of traffic there's so much noise. So he was trying to communicate with the taxi driver, okay, how much time it will take or from where we'll go. So but the taxi driver could not listen. So what he did, he just tapped him from behind. Acha bhaiya, he just tapped him from behind. And as soon as he tapped in from behind, the taxi driver became so afraid that he actually headed the car to a tree and he banged the car. And the taxi driver became so angry. He said, why did you touch me? Why were you calling? He said, I was just calling you, confirming me whether you know the address or not. He said, that is okay, but why were you so afraid if I just tapped you? He said, actually, I'm sorry. Today is my first day as a taxi driver. Because yesterday I was driving a mortuary car. And in mortuary car, people who die, they don't tap you. So people have the past experience that, you know, okay, God means like this, bhakti means like this, or spiritual organization means like this. But in principle, they don't understand the depth of spirituality and depth of spiritual principle. So then, when we talk about dharma, dharma is the actual nature, the actual religious principles which a soul is supposed to follow, right? Like water, the actual dharma of water is liquid, right? But when that same water is put in a freezer, it becomes ice. Now you may say ice is good in summer. It may be good in summer, but when we talk about the principle of dharma, the dharma of water is to be liquid, not ice. Right? Similarly, our actual dharma is to serve. Jivera swarupa hoy Krishnera nityadas. Our actual swabhava is to serve. But unfortunately, many of us, we don't know how to serve or whom to serve. In fact, if you see, even outsiders who are not devotees, they also serve. And comparatively, we may see they may have more seva bhav than us. Many times you may see in many of this ashram, if you go, the people will take care of you so nicely. They will, you know, from morning till evening, they will, you know, take care of you so nicely. Right? Many times when there is some natural disasters which happen, like earthquakes and famines and tsunami, many of these so-called people who are doing NGOs, they are the first person to go and take care of the victims. Just imagine earthquake happening and so many people are died. They take the train, they take the flight, and they will rescue the people. They risk their life to take care of people. Why? Because their philosophy is Manav Seva is Madhav Seva. They feel that taking care of a human being is same as taking care of Krishna. Because they have Seva Bhav, but that Seva Bhav is not guided properly and that Seva Bhav is not directed properly. And that's why we need Guru, that's why we need Shastras. That's why Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, three are important. Right? So we see people may have Seva, but we need guidance. We need spiritual principles. That's why in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Atha Pumbir Dijasreshta Varanashrama Vibhagashah Svanushtisasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. That what is the best way to please Krishna is through Varanashrama Dharma and by pleasing Hari. If we do everything, but if you are not pleasing Hari, if you are not pleasing Krishna, then it is Shrama Eva Hi Kevalam. Because that is the most important aspect of pleasing Krishna. In the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter number 31, there is a beautiful verse, the famous verse. Yatha tarora mora nishechanena tripyanti tatskanda bhojopashakaha pranopahara chathayendriyenam tathaiva sarvatam achyutejya. And what is the way of pleasing everyone, every living being? Is by pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Example is given of a tree. If we want to plant a tree, so we plant the tree, but how do we nourish the tree? By putting the water in the root. Not just putting individually to every part of the tree. Similarly, how do we nourish our body? By putting the food in our belly. As soon as the food goes in the stomach, each and every limb of the body is nourished. It is rejuvenated. We don't individually give food to the eyes. We don't put dal in the ears. Right? We put the food in the mouth. And after the food is nicely swallowed and digested, that food is which gives energy and by which we can perform service. Right? So now we were talking about cheating religion. We were talking about, Kaitava Dharma. How can we understand that the knowledge given by so and so is perfect? How can we understand that this religion is perfect? The answer is very simple. SAP formula. S-A-P. Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan. SAP. Sambandha is the person should tell you what is your relation with God. Right? Abhideya means how can I understand the God? How can I understand my relationship with God? And the last is Prayojan is what is the process of establishing that principle? So that is the SAP formula, Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana. So any spiritual process which tells you who am I? What is my relation with God? Right? Who am I? Who is God? What is my relationship with God? And how to achieve love for God? How to achieve that relation with God? That is a bona fide principle or religion. But somebody might say, even Christianity, even Islam, even so many religions are there. Are all of them, not bona fide? Yes, they may be bona fide. They are bona fide because they are given by God according to time, place and circumstances. Right? Even Jesus Christ, when he is saying, he doesn't say that he is God, but he is saying that I am Son of God. Prophet Muhammad is saying that I am messenger of God. So according to time, place, circumstances, different religion and different people, they have come and they have given the knowledge to achieve God and to come in contact with God. The example is given of a person who is studying in the basic primary school. In the basic primary school, he is taught A, B, C, right? But when he is advanced, he is learning, algebra. There also he is learning A plus B, the whole square. So now a person with poor fund of knowledge, he may see in senior KG he is learning A, B, C. And in 10th standard, 11th standard, 12th standard, he is learning the same A and B. Right? How can he understand? But then we have to understand according to the ability of the person, the knowledge is given. So the Sanatan Dharma or the Vaishnava understanding is the highest. Because according to the time, place and circumstances, the highest principle of love for God has been given. Just like in the Vedas, also there is four purusharthas. That is, dharma, artha, kama and moksha. But when we understand the Srimad Bhagavatam, and that is what has been given by Vyasadeva, he has compiled all the Vedas, the Upanishads, Mahabharatas, and after writing all of that, the Puranas, he is not satisfied. And then consulting with the spiritual master, Srila Narad Muni, and he writes the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Pancham Purushartha. And what is the Pancham Purushartha? Prem Pumartu Mahan, the love for Krishna, the love for God. So that has been described here. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, there is a verse which describes different types of cheating religion. The 7th canto, chapter number 15, text number 13, the verse says, Dharmo baddho vidharmo syat paradharmo nya choditah upadharmastu pakhando dhambo va shabdabhi chalah. It is said, others are called as paradharma, a new type of religion created by one who is falsely proud, who opposes the principles of the Vedas and is called as upadharma, and interpreted by one's word jugglery is called as chala dharma. So there are different types of dharma described. First is vidharma, right? Vidharma is described as a new type of religion, you know, which is created, which is giving religious principles, but for material things. You know, they will tell you, just do this, you'll get this. Follow this, you'll get this. So that is actually Vidharma. And today's world, it is very, very famous. People are very much attached so that they can get the results very fast. Right? So that is Vidharma. And then there is called as Paradharma. Paradharma means so-called people, who enunciate some principles and misguide people. Like today's purport we see, the king Arahat, he had created a whole philosophy, a whole religious principles just because he wanted to imitate Rishabdev. And now the followers are following it. And now there is a whole philosophy of the Jain Dharma. So that is the Paradharma. So bogus people who just want to follow or imitate, right? So when Srila Prabhupada was there, people used to imitate Rasa Leela. And Prabhupada said, it is not Rasa Leela, it is Raskal Leela. Right? So that is the situation. Right? In Mumbai, many times we have this festival, the Ganesh festival. So many times people follow, people have their devotion, people have their emotions to worship a personality like Lord Ganesh, who is a great devotee of Lord, right? Who is Ganadhish, right? But then people worship him in a very concocted way. Sometimes they make Ganesh in different forms. Many years ago when I was small, they had made Kapileshwar Ganesh and Moreshwar Ganesh. Because that one Kapil Dev was famous and Kiran More was the wicket keeper. So they had made Ganesh where the wicket keeper was Kiran More and the bowler was Kapil Dev. So Kapileshwar Ganesh and Moreshwar Ganesh. Now which sampradaya or which Vedic scriptures have that? Right? And many times they speak also, things, and they say, okay, Ganesh ji, come back soon, come back next year, like that. So in this way, the principles, the emotions may be there, but sometimes they may not follow the exact Vedic Varana, the principle. So then it is very bad. Then it is called as dharma is upadharma. Upadharma is a opposing dharma. Now dharma is telling, Krishna is telling that I am God. Krishna is telling sarva dharman parityajya, give up all the dharma and come to me. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam, you worship me only. And what will happen when you worship me? अहम त्वाम सर्व पापेभ्यो मोक्ष ईशामि महासूचः, आई विल गिव यू द मोक्ष. बट देन वॉट इज हैपनिंग टूडे, देर आर पीपल हु आर रिजेक्टिंग द स्पिरिचुअल प्रिंसिपल. दे आर सेइंग देर इज कृष्णा इज नॉट गॉड, आई एम गॉड, आई एम गॉड. एंड देन ही स्टार्ट्स हिमसेल्फ क्लेमिंग हिमसेल्फ गॉड. एंड वी डिस्कस डिफरेंट एग्जाम्पल्स दैट पीपल क्लेम देमसेल्फ एज गॉड, पीपल देमसेल्फ एज कृष्णा. बट वन फनी थिंग इज एनीबडी हु क्लेम्स हिमसेल्फ टू बी गॉड, मेजर पीपल क्लेम हिमसेल्फ एज विष्णु और कृष्णा, बिकॉज दे ऑल्सो नो दैट ही इज द मोस्ट पावरफुल पर्सन, राइट. So that is the principle. And we gave the example, and Srila Prabhupada also tells in the purport that Paundraka was claiming himself as Krishna. So we have the example of that. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj many, many years ago was telling that one time one person came to the temple, just like we have this beautiful deities here, Shishiradha Vrindavan Bihari. And many times when the visitor comes, they are enamored by the beauty, the way the Lord is dressed, the way the Lord's jewelry, and especially people are enamored the way the garland is tied. You know, it's very nicely done. So people are very happy to see the darshan. So this person, he was taking darshan, he was smiling. And the devotee was in the temple. He came to, you know, sometimes when a person is taking darshan for a long time, you go, Hare Krishna, achha laga aapko, kahan se aaye, where are you from? So this person, he said, Hare Krishna, happy to have you in this temple. You come for the first time. Are you happy? Did you like? He said, yes, yes, I am very happy. I am very happy the way you worship me in the altar. So he was saying, I am very happy the way you are worshipping me in the altar. That means he is saying, I am Krishna, and I am happy to take all your seva. So this person became furious. And he said, you're God? He said, yes, I am God, I am Krishna. He said, okay, so you're Krishna. And then they start debating for half an hour, 15 minutes, 45 minutes. And then after 45 minutes, he said, okay, let me talk to you later, I have to go. He said, where you want to go? He said, I am looking for a washroom. He said, why you want to go to washroom? Try to understand, it's been more than few hours. I want to respond to the calls of nature. He said, you want to go to washroom? One minute. He goes to the washroom. He locks it with lock and key. And he locks the main door. He said, now, if you are God, you can control everything. You are Ishvara, Parama. So you can control your urge to respond to Mother Nature. He said, philosophy is different. Let me go. And he literally started yelling and shouting and crying that, please, I am not God. Please forgive me. Please let me go. And then helplessly goes. And then he responds to the call of the nature. And then he comes back and he says, I am sorry. And the person says, now go. And then he leaves. So that is the audacity of people. And that is upadharma. Opposing dharma and concocting that I am God. And the fourth part is chhala dharma. Chhala means cheating or imitating or doing all this. I forgot one incident. You know, at the end of this age of Kali, Kalki avatar is going to come up. But do you know, there are so many people who are claiming to be Kalki avatars. In South India, there was a famous television channel. There was a time where many people used to claim that I am Kalki avatar. So this famous reporter, what he did? He individually called all these people who were claiming Kalki avatar. He said, come to our prime time show and we'll have your interview. And the show was called as Interview with Kalki avatar. And it was like, wow, we'll hear from God himself. But not one, not two, 10 different Kalki avatars came on the show. So it was like a panel discussion. All 10 people were there. And the people who was the MC, who was like the host, he said, welcome to our show. And today we are having an amazing jury here and amazing guest here. But the question is, who is the original Kalki? So first, you all decide. So in front of the camera, People say, I am the Kalki. He said, no, I am the Kalki. And in front of the camera, they were starting fighting. And finally, you know, everybody could understand. Just see what mockery they are creating. And people shut off the television and they said that, come on, people were cheating. And at the end, the host said, see, this was the job I wanted to do. I want to, you know, tell people that Kalki avatar is going to come after the age of Kali. And herein people are claiming themselves. So please be aware of all this. One time, one person came to meet Srila Prabhupada. So this Prabhupada disciple, he said, Prabhupada, this person has come. But this person had fracture in his head. He said, what is your name? My name is Krishna. He said, Krishna? Okay, what do you do? He said, I am Paramatma. I am Parameshwar. He said, if you are Paramatma, Parameshwar, what happened to your hand? How your hand became fracture? He said, when I was killing Kamsa, I got hurt, so there is a fracture. So just imagine what is happening. So that is where cheating religion. So Prabhupada said, if you are claiming to be Krishna, lift the Govardhan Hill. If you are claiming to be Rishabhadev, the stool of Rishabhadev was fragrant for 70 miles. Let's do not a litmus test, but a stool test. And everything will be clear. And the last is Chala Dharma. Chala means you are cheating. Right? People are very good in word jugglery. Nowadays, there are so-called spiritualists. There's a famous people. There is a famous religious person. He is very good at word jugglery. Many years ago, I came across this. The famous writer, Sherlock Holmes. One time Sherlock Holmes, he was traveling somewhere and he had his assistant. His assistant name was Watson. And they were traveling and in the night they had to halt somewhere. And in the that time there was, a tent. So they were sleeping under a tent. And suddenly in the night, his assistant Watson, he wake up. And when he wake up, he saw a beautiful sky, beautiful stars, beautiful galaxy. And he was like telling Sherlock Holmes that, sir, wake up, wake up. And Sherlock Holmes got up and he said, what happened, what happened? And he said, astronomically I can say there's a beautiful galaxy. Astrological I can say that sun is in Saturn. And he said, theological I can say, God is in control. Meteorological, I can say, tomorrow we can have a good weather. And then he said, that is what I want to say. What do you say, sir? Sherlock Holmes said, logically, I can say, our tent is stolen, that's why we can see the sky. So many times people may say big words, astrologically, anatomically, But logically, they cannot say that, this is not correct. So that is the principle. And today, so-called spiritualists, they talk big things. But at the end, they don't have basic understanding of God. And one of the famous spiritualists today, he has made, I think, 113 or 120 feet tall Shiva statue in the place. And as soon as on the inauguration day, he was asked that, why do people put, milk on the Shiva Lingam? Now somebody who has made a 120 feet tall Shiva structure, you may say, this person has such great love, such great devotion. And somebody is asking, okay sir, why do we put milk on Shiva Lingam? His answer was, actually, the stone, if you don't put milk, it will corrode. So milk has fat, and fat will help the stone to not corrode. So that's why we put milk. So that was the answer he given. No Shiva, no Parvati, no greatness of, why Lord Shiva is the greatest of devotees or greatest of Vaishnava. He just gave milk has fat, and you put milk, and that's how we do it. So that's why it is very sad that people who can speak well, they claim to be great spiritualists and they give cheating religion. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never claimed himself God, because he was considered as Channa Avatar. Because if he had claimed himself God, it is so easy, just dance, fall down 3-4 times and tell that I am Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is the principle, and we are so fortunate that Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Parampara and all the Acharyas have so clearly given us the philosophy and so clearly told us that who is God, what is the philosophy, what is right, what is wrong. And because of this, we are very grateful to Srila Prabhupada. So we thank everyone for this beautiful philosophy. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.